Hi, thank you for listening to this week's Community Spotlight. I am your host, Ramiro Lopez. Each episode of Community Spotlight is an opportunity for you to become just a little more familiar with the good work of local nonprofit organizations. We learn who they are, why they are, and how you can lend a hand of support should you feel called to do so. Today, Community Spotlight extends its reach to Colorado. Our guest via telephone is Ms. Laura Stack, founder of Johnny's Ambassadors. We invite you to sit back and get to know the people in your community. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Thank you so much.
So I guess we can start with maybe just giving us some background about the mission of Johnny. Tell us who Johnny's Ambassadors are and what they do, what the mission is.
Sure. Johnny's Ambassadors is a nonprofit that was just formed in April of 2020. And our mission is to educate parents and adolescents about the dangers of dabbing high THC marijuana wax and extracts.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit of what THC is?
Sure. THC is an abbreviation for tetrahydrocannabidiol, which is the psychoactive element in marijuana that gives you the high. So typically, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, when people smoked marijuana, there was a plant involved, sometimes called flower. It was an actual grown plant that was dried, crushed, and rolled into papers and smoked, called joints or cigarettes. And so the THC content back in those days was very low, 2%, 5%, up to 7% THC. Today, chemists take the plant and they run butane or propane through it to extract the pure THC, 90 to 100% pure, and form it into compounds, extracts, usually called wax, shatter, dab, butter. So there's a lot of different terminology depending on how the final product is rendered. But these high THC marijuana products are no longer plants. They're not natural. They are chemicals, and they're extremely toxic. They still contain also the chemicals that are used to extract the THC from the plant. So I live in Colorado. Thank you for allowing me to talk about this because it is a worldwide issue. Okay. Our son, Johnny, was 19 when he died by suicide in November of last year, 2019. Okay. And he smoked, inhaled, rather, dabs very frequently in high potency, which triggered schizophrenia and ultimately caused psychotic episodes of delusion, which sadly led him to die by suicide in November. So we at Johnny's Ambassadors, now a new nonprofit, 5 months after Johnny died, feel very compelled to warn parents who don't know about this high THC and these new marijuana products because they think, oh, it's no big deal. I did pot. I smoked it. I'm fine. To help them understand what today's marijuana is. Okay. It's not a grass. You won't recognize it as a plant if you've never seen today's marijuana. It looks like beeswax, okay, like crystal, mm-hmm, and it's used in either a dab pen or in a rig, and you can Google these terms so that you can see how to inhale these vapors. Many parents and grandparents who kind of grew up, you know, your mama's weed, you know, you wouldn't even know what this is today, and much less know if your kids are smoking it, because many times it just looks like a Juul or a vape pen, and young adults, teenagers may tell their parents, ah, it's just vape, and without really knowing what it is, what it looks like, understanding the different products. They could be smoking it right under your nose.
Okay.
Juul is nicotine. Dabs are marijuana. So you really have to understand what it is that you're dealing with and be educated, because they don't understand the difference between marijuana, right? Is it a flower? Is it plant? Or are they the chemical concentrates or extracts, which are highly toxic? One hit on a dab has been proven to cause transient psychosis. It could be paranoia. It could be passing out. It could be vomiting. It could be hallucinating. It could be fear. And unfortunately, repeated psychotic episodes like this, in the emergency room, they call this cannabis-induced psychosis, CIP.
Right.
And it has become a real epidemic in the last few years as these chemists start to produce these very, very potent forms of marijuana.
This began as a recreational drug. Is this correct?
Sometimes it begins as a recreational drug. Sometimes marijuana use is an attempt by a teenager to self-medicate perceived problems that they're having, which may actually be genuine mental illnesses where an intervention is necessary. In the case of my son, Johnny, at 12 years old, had a bit of social anxiety, it was termed by his therapist, because he would get very nervous standing up in front of a group of people to give presentations. For example, he would feel fluttering, very faint, and I always thought, and I told him, gosh, you know, I think that's normal for a lot of people to feel nervous when they're giving presentations. But his was fairly extreme, to where if he had to say something in front of a class, he would try not to go to school. And so his therapist decided with him to try an anti-anxiety medication, which really helped him. So that would have been just fine, and I'm all for legitimate prescription medications. However, in Colorado, marijuana was legalized recreationally in 2014 when he was 14 years old. And so at that time, the drug dealers show up in force at your high school. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of peer pressure, and one of the friends told him, hey, this will really help with your anxiety. So sometimes they use it experimentally to see if it will help them. And we know now that high frequency, high potency use of marijuana actually does not reduce anxiety. It increases anxiety. So the real issue here is not for legal marijuana use. Hey, if you're 21 and you want to smoke marijuana, I always tell people, it's your brain, it's your life, do what you want. There also have been studies in regulated medical marijuana who have helped people stay with cancer pain, with seizures, and some different applications. What we're talking about is children, young adolescents whose brains are still forming. And this is where it becomes very scary, because the high THC use at a young age, at a high frequency, alters the neural channels, the gateway calcium channel formation of the brain, and actually over time causes psychosis. Multiple episodes of psychosis. At one point, a gene is flipped, and like my son, the psychosis does not go away. He actually became schizophrenic as a result of 5 years of use of marijuana. And we needed to get him to take an anti-anxiety or an anti-psychotic medication at that point instead of an anti-anxiety, but he would not take it, sadly, because that's part of the delusion and part of the disease. They think their brain is perfectly normal, and you're the one who doesn't know what the truth is. In Johnny's case, he thought the mob was after him, that FBI base was his university, that everyone knew about him. Just very, very sad. What happened to his brain as a result of using high THC marijuana products as he was growing up? So this is where we are really trying to come in and talk to parents, talk to teens about what it is. It's kind of like when I was in high school, someone brought in two lungs, and they showed us, here's a healthy lung, and here's a lung of someone who has smoked for many, many years, and you could see it.
Right.
Well, it's harder in the brain because we can't see it. But we do see MRI imaging, and we do see the difference in brains of children who start smoking these potent marijuana products from a young age. It is so damaging, and I just feel compelled to warn other people about it with Johnny's ambassadors.
Before a situation gets beyond beyond the point of no return, are there warning signs?
Well, certainly if your teen tells you that they are using marijuana, you have more control as a parent, admittedly, when your teens are younger. Once they get older, they tend to be more influenced by their peers. I suggest starting to talk to children about this at 10 years old. I know that seems very young, but in Colorado, the drug dealers are in our middle schools now.
Okay.
10,
yes.
11, and 12, very important to educate them about this issue. So if they tell you, then of course you have to crack down on that and allow zero tolerance of these high THC products. Again, it's not what you used to smoke when you were a kid. It's very different. Okay. But we start to see things like sneaking out, defiance, not participating in any of the family activities, isolation, anger, violence, sometimes a drop in grades. My son, however, I didn't see a drop in grades. And so that was one of the things that it was easy for me as a parent to go, oh, well, he's got a 4.0 GPA, so, you know, he's got to be fine. This can't be affecting him. Of course, I was uneducated about exactly what he was doing, and convinced by his arguments that it was helping him. And getting a child into therapy, getting legitimate medications to help them with anxiety or depression or whatever it is that they are experiencing. We have to help our teens cope with the situations that they are struggling with. It is hard for teens right now.
Okay. You know,
they deal with a lot of peer pressure and devices and bullying and self-esteem issues, and we want to make sure that they are not turning to drugs to solve these problems.
What does our audience need to take away from this? Like, what is your call to action? I did notice a hashtag, Giving Tuesday Now. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes, thank you. Well, we're a brand new nonprofit, so we don't have funding yet.
Okay.
So we are hoping on May 5th, which has been designated as Giving Tuesday Now. We would appreciate any support from parents or grandparents who have children this age. We want to create a curriculum to bring into the schools of recovered addicts to tell teens, hey, this is real. This happened to me. Pay attention so that in 5 or 8 weeks, with a few minutes a week during access time, they can see videos of their peers, of other teens. So it will require some funding for us to move forward with our mission, and we are asking for donations at johnnysambassadors.com/donate. And any amount would help, and we would be grateful for any support on that day or any day.
Just to clarify, ma'am, you said johnnysambassadors.com. Is the .com correct?
.org, I'm sorry.
Okay.
johnnysambassadors.org. We have both.
Okay.
We have the .com and the .org. johnnysambassadors.org/donate.
Okay.
And we have, Stop Dabbing is another one that we use, and that directs to our website, because that's really what we're ultimately hoping that teens will do, is to stop dabbing. And that is not a typo. It doesn't mean dabbling. Dabbing is an actual word in a teen's vernacular, meaning to inhale high THC wax. So if you hear "take a dab," they're not talking about the dance move.
All right. So that should be a red flag for parents that are maybe a bit old-fashioned in with their lingo.
Yes, exactly.
How about some, you kind of gave us some contact information already. Do you have a social media presence?
We do. We have a Facebook group of, so far, already 650 Johnny's Ambassadors who are committed to helping spread this message, mostly because they were shocked to find out this information and basically said, "I have never heard of this." And so if you'd like to, on Facebook, search for Johnny's Ambassadors and please join our group where we post research and articles and information on how you can become more knowledgeable about THC and substance abuse, reduce mental health issues, and decrease teen suicide. We post to help parents help themselves, their children, and to spread the word.
We're just about, over our time a little bit. Do you have anything else before we sign off?
Well, just really to pay attention to some of the warning signs.
Good.
Educate yourself as to what dabbing is all about, to understand high THC products and why they are so different. I think as parents, we can be our own worst enemies by somehow subtly telling our children that, hey, it's just pot, it's natural, it's legal, it's got to be safe, right? To really change your mindset and understand these new designer drugs that are out are quite dangerous, and I want to keep parents from losing their children like I lost mine.
And with that, we dim the lights on this week's Community Spotlight. We invite you back next week for the conclusion of last week's interview with Ms. Jane Haas of Halo Flight. If you have an organization that you would like to spotlight on our program, please email kctapsa@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to KCTA Radio, your Christian companion.